The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. As you know, I have very interesting guests on the show. For example, today I have Amanda Grace on the program. Amanda Grace, there's no way to describe you, so I'm going to try, but I just want my audience to know up front, we're friends. Like you. I got to meet you and your wonderful husband, Chris, in Bethel, Connecticut, on Mother's Day. It was so great to meet you. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I like you and your lovely wife too. And it was just wonderful to be able to come out and listen to you speak. You are hilarious, by the way. He gives one great sermon, let me tell you.
Well, I was on my home turf in a way that I never am. I mean, this is like a mile from my parents' house.
Yes.
And it was just fun to have you there. My friend Jay Etzel showed up. I mean, it was great. My mother and father were wondering, what is this? You know, they're kind of wondering, what kind of a church is this? It really was just a wonderful experience. It was his Vineyard Church in Bethel, Connecticut.
Yes, it was.
But I want to talk to you about so much. Let's just start. For people who don't know, let's go to the beginning. We've got to explain. There are people who don't understand what
this is going on.
That's the prayer shawl. Yeah. Who don't understand what the prophetic is. And I don't think we need to make it more complicated than it is. You simply say that God speaks to you. You're not alone in this. There are many people to whom the Lord has spoken in the past and speaks in the present. The problem with prophecy, a lot of people are very skeptical and they get very confused because there's so many different kinds of Christians out there. And there are many people for whom this is just utterly unknown. It's kind of spooky and strange. And so they just bat it away. What do you say to somebody who says, I think you're making it up? What do you say? I mean, I don't know if you're even around people that are that skeptical anymore. Most people that you're with, they already know you're not making this up. But what do you say to somebody who just doesn't understand at all what is happening?
I would say to them that, you know, first of all, that they have to really get a good foundation on what prophecy is to understand it. First of all, because if you don't have a foundation and you're trying to understand something, it would be like me trying to understand quantum physics without actually researching about quantum physics and what it is. Now, yes, prophecy is simply hearing from the Lord events and details that have not happened yet that will happen. But here's the kicker: to glorify, to bring glory back to the Lord. So that's the biggest part of prophecy, is you're speaking it as the messenger and the author gets the glory of it. And I would tell them, you really need to go and listen. Listen to one of the prophecy fulfilled update episodes we do. There are details I cannot make up, like what we're going to get into today. There are things that the Lord shows me like 7 months prior, a year prior, and all of a sudden it's news headlines. So things I can't make up.
I'll play the role of the skeptic slightly, mm-hmm. because I always want to anticipate my audience's questions, because there are a lot of people that, I mean, I have to say that they're probably, you know, they get confused. And I just want to break it down and say, listen, folks, I, Eric Metaxas, I'm not a prophet that I know of, but I have, over the course of 30 years walking with God, I've had visions and dreams that have come to pass, that have actually been things that there was no way I could have known. And then whether it's 2 days later or 2 years later, something happened. It's just mind-blowing miracle. So I've not really written much about this, but I've experienced it. And I have many dear friends that have experienced it. So I know we're not making it up. So we'll put this all to the side, this kind of meta conversation, and let's just talk about what you've been going through lately. You said you had a dream about an American Airlines flight and a missile.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. Tell us about that. When was the dream?
Okay, so the dream came. So we got back. So I have to think when the conference in Tulsa was, because I think we got back on the 20th. So the dream came a few days later, maybe around the 23rd. Okay.
Of April.
Yes. So what happened is, now this is funny because my flesh was completely out of the way, which that's what you want, because I was running 102 fever. So my flesh was down, crucified, out of this equation.
Okay. For people who aren't tracking, the term flesh means me as opposed to God, right? In other words, you want to know, it's like an algebra thing. You got to solve for X. Yeah. How do you get X? You get everything else away so you can see X. So if you're looking for God, you got to get rid of everything else. And you've got to know it wasn't something I ate. It wasn't wish fulfillment. It wasn't me fantasizing. No, this was God speaking. So you had a horrible fever when this was happening. So yeah, people could say it was a fever dream, but go ahead.
This couldn't have been a fever dream because things are very clear when you're taken up in the realm of the spirit, almost like you're in reality. You're just in this reality of the spirit. So the Lord knew I was going to fall over if I tried to sit up and hear from him at that moment. So it's like, I'm not even kidding you. He walked behind me and just went on the head and knocked me completely out. I don't even remember going to sleep. And I kind of just went out. It must have been like midnight. Yes, it was around midnight. So what happens is, next thing I know, I am standing on like a launch site in an undisclosed location. And my big brother, Dave Scarlett from His Glory Ministries, is facing me. And he's in his typical gray, His Glory sweats and his army cap. You know, he's got the same clothes on he's always in. And we're facing each other. The sky was unusually blue. That I remember. To my right was a very large hedge of trees, but this is what these trees look like. They went halfway up was the trunk, and they were reddish brown. And then the rest of the way, it was these dark, really super dark green leaves, a hedge of them to my right. All of a sudden, barely clearing the trees, this American Airlines Boeing 747 commercial passenger jet, like the big ones, is just beginning to take off. So obviously, wherever we were with this undisclosed launch site, we were near an airport. So this plane just begins to take off. And I see as clear as day, it's like the Lord gave me 20/20 supervision, because I could see everything clearly. It is American Airlines. It says American Airlines on it, same plane, same color, same everything. And as it's beginning its ascent, in front of me and Dave hovering appears this like 30-foot tall dark green missile.
What do you mean hovering? Missiles don't hover, do
they?
They
don't. This is the interesting part. It's hovering, so it's waiting. You know what I mean? Like it's like it was waiting for this plane. Because you're right, missiles take off like rockets.
Because they
don't
are.
Hover. Exactly. they're basically, you know, destructive rockets, you know? So what happens is this missile has no distinct markings. It doesn't look like a U.S. missile. I'll tell you that much. It doesn't have the markings of any specific country on it. And when this plane is taking off, this missile begins to methodically move in a 90-degree angle right for this plane. And before I could see what happened, the Lord basically brought me out of it, and I shot up on the couch.
So you were sick on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
You go out and you have this dream. And again, I want to say this because I want people who aren't familiar with this. This was not a normal dream. This has a different quality for you. You don't have dreams like this all the time. I mean, you have normal dreams, and then you have, this is a prophetic dream. You could tell. How is it different for you?
It's very clear. So in a prophetic dream from the Lord, you remember every little detail of that dream. The Lord ensures you remember every little detail of that dream. Very clear. You know, it's like you've got really good set of glasses on and everything is just very, very like yours.
Like mine. All right, listen, we're going to a break. Folks, I'm talking to Amanda Grace. This is going to get very interesting. I promise. I just happen to know, not prophetically, but I did my homework. We'll be right back.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out. Folks, I'm talking to Amanda Grace about some, we call it prophetic stuff, things that are patently supernatural. We're not making this up. So, Amanda, you had a dream. You said it was extremely vivid. You knew it was from God. This was not just, you know, your brain spinning stuff. And in the dream, you mentioned a missile. When I met you in Bethel with our spouses, we were just talking. You said it was green. Is that right?
Like a dark green color. Yeah.
Because when you say green, I immediately thought Islam, because there's no such thing as a green missile. Why would a missile be green? But that's the color of typically it's the Islamic color. Mm-hmm. So I interpreted it that this was a missile launched by some either Iran or some hostile Islamic figure. So when you saw this, how did you take it? Is this a dream where you think that there's going to be an attack on an American Airlines flight, or was the American Airlines a metaphor for America? How did you take it?
Well, I took it two ways. Okay. So the first way I took it is they're planning another 9/11 because American Airlines and United were the airlines involved in that. And it was, I think, Flight 77 and Flight 11 that was involved. And so, and I think it was American Airlines Flight 11 and 77, and then United was 93, if I'm not mistaken. And so I took it as they're planning another 9/11. They're desperate and they want to, because it's the same airline. You know, I'm looking at the same airline.
But who's they when we say 9/11? We're talking about the deep. You know, there are a lot of nefarious radical Islamic groups out there. So who is this? Do we know?
I would say there is a deep state intertwined with an Islamic group that has been planning this as a, let's say, plan B, if things get too hot under the collar with what we see happening now in certain states, over certain elections, we'll say.
Okay, now we're getting into deep, wacky territory. I, that's where I live, but just people are listening and thinking, what is she talking about? Intertwined with an Islam, deep state intertwined with Islam. So you're saying that there are figures in our government that are working with the most hostile actors out there.
Absolutely, yes. And I, there was a lot that came from the stream. It looked simple on the surface, and it wasn't. So they're planning this, okay, another 9/11. American Airlines somehow is complicit in this. Somehow, some way, they're going to come out as being complicit in some sort of nefarious dealings, we'll say. And then the other...
Now, why do you say that, Amanda? Why I'm not really clear. In other words, it's one thing if somebody says that there are radical Islamic groups planning to attack America, whatever. Okay, I get that. Let's put the deep state part aside. Why would American Airlines be involved? And what was it about your dream that would make you leap to that? Because that's new to me.
What made me make a connection there was the Lord had told me about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, about an airline being complicit and covered basically in scandal. And so when I had this dream, and then I took myself back to 9/11, because people have a lot of questions about 9/11.
Yeah.
And what really happened. And whether there were other complicit parties. So when I kind of went and connected all those dots, I said, okay, somehow American Airlines is embroiled in something they shouldn't be. Okay. So that's just a side note though, from that dream. That's not the main, you know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
There's something going on there, but that's just a side note. From this dream also, I got two other things. A, there are truths about 9/11 that are going to come out. So that's going to happen. And then the other part was what you were talking about. Okay. Was that this is a representation of America. The people in America are rising up. There's a lot coming out in the open. The people are getting restless, okay? So if we take that plane as America, and it's beginning to make its ascent, right? Because I call Arizona ground zero right now. That's what I call it, because there's a lot of digging, we'll say, going on. So it's starting to make its ascent almost, you know what I mean? Like, There's questions and there's things happening, and there appears that missile.
So you're saying that you believe that things are happening, meaning that we will get to the bottom of what happened in this election, and it's beginning to happen. You're saying that the people who don't want that to happen are going to do something.
They're outright panicked. They're outright panicked right now about this. And so this was, I think, was a, we'll call it a contingency plan to try to knock America back down just as it's beginning its climb. And the reason why the missile was so methodical, because it's, I think there's more than one aspect to this missile of what is being planned. So that's why I didn't in the dream see, you know, it take off like a rocket. This is a very methodical timing. That's a word you want to remember. It's very methodical timing to this plot. And that's probably why we're seeing the missile move in that manner.
So I can't remember certain things. Have you said flat out that you believe that God has said to you that what happened in this election will definitely be uncovered? And is there a timeline with that?
He did say it would be exposed. There would be more be exposed now than any other time. I mean, this is just an incredible amount of exposure that is happening. The Lord did say, I remember by this time next year, now this was during Passover, so this was April. See, there goes Grace the Dove. You see, she sings at the most amazing, incredible times. The dove is anointed, I'm telling you. So by this time next year, things were going to look very different, is what he said. Now, I can tell you what he said leading into the election that had clues that this was going to happen. last April, so April 2020.
Yeah.
I prophesied from the Lord, like the Spirit of the Lord hit me and I just was off and running, which does happen. And he said, you are about to see a baffling set of events leading up to this election, and this election will be more baffling than the last. That was okay. So the Lord was warning. And then in October, the October 6th word that I talked about partially last night, there was another part to that word. And he said, you are about to enter turbulence. I mean, when the Lord is telling you, you're about to enter turbulence, you know what I mean? You're going to have you're going to enter a pocket of bumpiness. And he said, you know, but I'm still driving. And he used a play on words. He said, the plan. That's what he said. So the plane, I'm still driving the plan. And that this was a pocket of turbulence America was entering. Now you come out of pockets. Pockets of turbulence, you know what I mean? Can yeah. last on a plane, you know what I mean? 10 well, minutes, 5
that's
minutes.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. No, that's very interesting that you're following the logic. That's right. In other words, if you're entering a pocket of turbulence, it's not you're not going into the drink. You're not being destroyed. You're just going through turbulence and you'll come out of it. But
you'll feel the shaking.
Right. And you know. Did. I mean, let's face it, that the period from the election until today has been tremendous turbulence. I know that nothing like this has happened in the United States in our lifetimes, for sure. This is the most strange thing. Mm-hmm. To have a president whom scores of millions of Americans don't believe he was actually elected president, whether he was or wasn't, I don't believe he was. But the point is, even if he was, the fact that you have scores of millions of Americans that doubt it, that is totally unprecedented.
It is.
We are living in a very, very strange time. There's no doubt about it. But you see hope.
Yes, I do see hope because this is a covenant nation. You know, the Lord raised the United States up to be a covenant nation and a brother and defender of Israel, which right now the leaders that are not coming to Israel's defense, if you want to, and I'm going to say it in a very Italian way right now, there is no quicker way to piss off God than to back off when Israel is being attacked and say we're not going to come to their defense and do it purposely because you're trying to accomplish something nefarious over there.
So you're saying that the Biden administration, quote unquote, is not backing Israel because they're trying to work behind the scenes with Iran.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you, the Lord says. This is not up for negotiations. This is not something that the Lord will negotiate on. And many leaders have made this mistake and they've gone tumbling down the hill afterwards. I mean, they've made the mistake and then all of a sudden you see all these things happen with them because they've gotten God's attention and not in a good way.
This is, folks, I told you it would get wacky, but sometimes reality is wacky. So that's the question. Is it reality or just wacky? I think it's reality. But listen, we'll be asking more questions. Amanda Grace will be right back with you. Don't go away. Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their health care, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true health care, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-0110. Ask for Ray and tell them Eric sent you. That's 888-909-0110. Folks, I'm talking to Amanda Grace. If you're not interested in this conversation, you're not paying attention. This is amazing stuff, Amanda. I think you're right on everything you say. The question is always about interpretation, right? Like God says things you could get a picture, you can get an image, you get a word, something. And then the question is, do you interpret it correctly? Or do you go off? Sometimes people go off. I've had that happen to me where somebody in the prophetic will say something and it's flat out wrong. They didn't need to say the timing, but they said it. And then you just say that was wrong. How is it possible? I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. How do you not get in your own way? Because, you know, you think thoughts, but you don't want your thoughts to mess with what God is saying.
Yes. And that takes a lot of time of God training you. I mean, I kind of got my butt kicked for 20 years before the Lord raised me up into this, because he trains you during that time and he's doing it to prepare you. He's not doing it because, you know, he hates you. And so over time, the Lord has trained me to A, get my brain out of the way. So especially when the anointing of God just completely hits me, my brain shuts down. It's like he puts a, gone out to lunch sign, and he turns it on my brain and my brain is now out of it. I've also learned when I hear it, write it down and ask questions later. Do not get in your own way at the moment. Just write it down the way you hear it, because there's a reason the Lord is saying it that way. And then later on, I'll either go into prayer or he'll tell me to go look something up, to give me a little more clarity on what he has said. So that's a thing you learn. That's a discipline you learn over time.
You get a lot of what I find fascinating. And to me, again, it's like it's always solving for X, because you want to know, is this real? Is this true? Mm-hmm. And when you hear somebody say something and then they don't even know what it was, right? In other words, you get a word like the word schism. You weren't really familiar with the word schism. No, initially you were pronouncing it incorrectly.
Schism,
because it was new. So God gave you the word.
Yep.
And then you kind of, you look it up. That to me is one way that we could know it's not me, right? It's a foreign entry into my brain because I'm not familiar with that. You'll get different words and strange things. You mentioned, this gets really crazy, but you were talking about the Kentucky Derby winner. I don't know if we should go there yet. Where do you want to get into
however you want to go. I mean, we could work up to it. We could go Clash of the Titans first and then go there, because it's all connected.
Well, okay. So let's say you got a word from God over a year ago saying that there's going to be a Clash of the Titans. Now that's a kind of common phrase, because Fox News mentioned it. It doesn't make me go, aha. But at the same time, it's interesting enough that Clash of the Titans in both parties. What did you mean by that? When did you get that word from God? And when did you explain that to my audience?
Okay, so this was October 6, 2020. So this is over 7 months ago. And this, I'm going to read to you exactly what the Lord said.
Okay.
Because this was very specific, and this is what the headlines are showing. So he said, there shall be a Clash of the Titans in Washington, D.C., the likes of which has never been seen. Historic, says the Lord of hosts this day. However, in clashes, there shall come forth casualties, and there shall be those exposed in both parties who have been liaisons for wicked interests of foreign entities, says the Lord of hosts this day, both parties, capital. And then he says, a corps shall arise and come forth, a corps that fights and stands for truth, my capital word of truth, says the Lord, and my truth shall go forth in the midst and expose a chain gang of players, all working together to overthrow not only the foundation of the United States of America, but capital's all sense of morality and faith in God. So that's the way. Now, I'll tell you, a Bronx Italian doesn't talk like that. You see what I'm saying? Like, God doesn't sound like a Bronx Italian. I don't sound like God. He's got a very different sentence structure than I do, and you can hear it.
Yeah. Well, that's what's so interesting, is that there are people who, when you hear them prophesy, it sounds like them.
Yes.
Other times you hear it. I mean, for me, anytime I have heard from God or whatever, it's very important to me to know it wasn't me, because God forbid that we should ever say God said something and he didn't say it. I think we have to really, you know, if God is holy, we have to take that very seriously. And so I appreciate people's skepticism. I think people can go too far and just be skeptical of the whole concept. But we have to be really clear. Did God really say that? Because if he did, that's a big deal. We don't want to put words in God's mouth. That's blasphemy. But you got this word in October of last year.
Yes.
Talking about, it sounds like, corruption in both parties. Mm-hmm. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So the Lord was saying that both parties were, people from both parties were going to be exposed to this. And the key word is liaisons for wicked interests of foreign entities. So it was going to come out. He was showing right there that there was foreign infiltration, we'll say, with the election from more than one country. Okay. And well, now this is not like Russia, Russia, Russia. No, yeah. This is like a real, you know, coup.
So Mike Lindell has come out with all of this stuff, but the mainstream media and a lot of the conservative media, most of it, is still assiduously ignoring all of it. They don't talk about it. Do you think that this will ever break into the mainstream on any level?
I think the mainstream media is going to see a crisis, the likes of which they have never seen, because of their ignore it, going like Rome is burning behind us. Nothing to see here. Nope. Nothing's burning to the ground. That's what they're doing right now. And my shock was not only Fox News carried the headline a few days ago, Clash of the Titans with Washington. So did CNN. So more than one news outlet now.
Okay. We're going to go to a break, folks. Don't go away. Why would you? Folks, I'm talking to Amanda Grace. Amanda, this is, I know many people listening just think, what are they talking about? But I want to say to my audience, if you didn't see my first interview with Amanda Grace, go on YouTube. It's really important, I think, for you to understand who I'm talking to so that people understand, Amanda, who you are, because they need your background to understand you're a sober-minded individual.
Yes.
You've suffered. You've gone through all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. Chris, your husband has suffered. Mm-hmm. It's important for people to get the pedigree of the prophet, I think, so that they understand who is this person. This is just, you know, somebody sounding off. No. You talked about a bunch of things in your last video that was just posted yesterday. I just stumbled on it. And you talked about threats against Ted Cruz's mm-hmm. life. What yeah. did you here? Like, are you praying and you see a picture of Ted Cruz? What was it that made you say that?
So what happened was the Lord took me to the back of our property by the stream, quiet waters, Psalm 23, familiar. So he takes me to get me away from everything. And he does that many times. He has to tell me some heavy things and he wants me to focus. So I'm down there and that's what I hear, that they are going to try to harm Ted Cruz.
Like, who's there?
We'll say the opposition, those that see him as standing in the way, speaking too much truth. You know what I mean? Opposing. So that they're going to try to harm him.
Very interesting.
Yes.
You're saying they won't succeed, or you don't know?
Well, the way the Lord wrote it, he said they're going to try. And normally that means it's not going to succeed, but there's going to be an attempt.
Well, we should pray for Ted Cruz.
Yes.
There are only a handful of people mm-hmm. in our government who are speaking the truth right now. Just a tiny handful. You've got Tom Cotton, Jim Jordan, Ted Cruz, just a handful of Rand Paul. Just a few people that are really being bold and clear. What's the name of this woman? Bobert? I can't think of her name. The new congresswoman. But anyway, there's just a few people that are speaking really clearly and saying what is going on. And it's horrifying to me that there aren't more, but there aren't.
The core the Lord spoke of in the October 6th word. He said, yeah. And a core shall arise. A core is the smallest part
right.
of the apple.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there's just a few that are speaking bravely. So we need to pray for Ted Cruz. You spoke about the Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, you want me to tell the antidote about how?
Anecdote. You said antidote. See, that's how you know. That's how you know I like you. my love language is to correct people publicly.
Yes.
Anecdotes.
Absolutely.
You'll never get that wrong again.
And I have a big vocabulary too. And it's like, you know, sometimes
I know
it's just I lose the consonant in the middle of it.
That's all right.
Anecdote.
I'm here to help. Anecdote.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anecdote. Anecdote. No, that's classic. That is so funny. Okay. So tell me, if you don't mind, that story. Tell my audience that story, because this is honestly, this is crazy. It's important. I want them to hear it from you. So go ahead.
Okay. So I'm going to tell the anecdote quickly why I picked up on this. Because my father was in the Jewish foods business growing up, which we know from last interview, but he had a nighttime job and he worked at Yonkers Raceway. So my father probably taught a child everything you shouldn't teach a child. So he taught me how to understand trainers and racehorses and jockeys and their records and all the, you know what I mean? All these things.
Your father worked at Yonkers
at
Raceway.
Yep.
That's with the trotters,
with the trotters. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm driving up 287 or 87 north,
yes,
you pass Yonkers Raceway on the right hand side. You see the trotters going around there. So your father worked there.
Yep.
And so he taught you about horses. Okay. What did you learn?
He taught me about the importance of the trainer and who the jockey is, the name of the horse, their record, how often they race is important, because if they're racing more, they're more conditioned. They're in a better position to win because they're being kept up on their conditioning, things like that. And the Lord's probably going, how am I going to use this later on in life? Like, seriously, he's probably looking down from his throne, but he wastes nothing, the Lord. So I have an eye for, and it only seems to happen in pivotal years, because it happened with American Pharoah too.
Yes.
The
yes.
same thing. Okay. To pick up on these things because of that upbringing. So sure enough, comes across my phone about Medina Spirit and the Kentucky Derby. So I perk up because I know it's the Triple Crown, you know, the
Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby.
Under nefarious circumstances, and we'll get into that.
And yes. I interviewed Bob Baffert on my radio program when, what was it, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they won the Triple Crown.
Justified.
At Belmont, because I know the people who own Justified. And Bob Baffert is a legend,
yes,
but he's been accused recently of doing something with Medina Spirit, so that they are not really clear, did it win the Kentucky Derby? I still don't know where that stands today.
Okay, so basically what happens is the Lord has me focus in on the name of this horse. Now, once again, we're in a pivotal year. We're in a tipping point year. And Medina. So the Lord has me go look up Medina. Medina is an Arabic word.
Before you say that, when you say the Lord has me look up, what was going on? I'm always curious about the details. You're praying and God somehow nudges you in this direction?
Yes, he nudges me. Yep. He pushes me to look this up, that this is important. So I find out it's an Arabic word. There is a city in Saudi Arabia named Medina. It's one of the holier cities for Islam.
You bet.
Okay, so I go, there's something. Oh, but the plot thickens. I found out even more. So basically, I realize that the name of this horse is representative of the spirit and is connected to other things trying to take over this country. Because coincidentally, I'll give you a few background. Bill Gates has a house in Medina, Washington. Okay, this is all connected. Chuck Schumer was there apparently a few months ago trying to get people to get the shot in Medina. I'm not even kidding you. You can look this up. I'm not even kidding you. And what else was it with Medina? There was, oh yes, the gentleman who owns Medina Spirit is Amir Zeldin, and he established Zeldin Stables in 2016, the year Trump wins.
Okay, hold on. Folks, we're going full on crazy. Except I'm right there. Don't go away. Folks, welcome back. I have to ask everyone, I know I sound like a broken record, but you know what? I don't care. I don't care. Oh. It's very important folks, go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. I will say it again. We are sending you every video. Every interview we do, we make a video, and it is sometimes posted on YouTube, but YouTube is becoming increasingly totalitarian and communistic. Not that there's anything wrong with being, you know, enforcing your atheistic secularist worldview. Hey, who are we to judge?
Right.
In the words of the atheist Pope Francis, who are we to judge? But let me just say that, honestly, we post everything. If it's not on YouTube, it's on Rumble, but we want to send it to you. And we can't do that unless you sign up for the newsletter. Now, trust me, folks, this is not a big deal. We're not sending you like a lot of ads and stuff. But I also post things on social media, but we post everything on these newsletters and we try to get them out to you, try to share it. Also, I do it in part so that you can share it with friends, because a lot of what we hope you all are doing, people say, what can I do? What can I do? Well, what you can do, one thing you can do is share the information we present on this program. So if you get an email, you can simply forward the email to people you think that would appreciate it, or tell them to sign up for the newsletter and they can get it themselves. But these videos, some of them are really important. We just did one actually with, my gosh, we had a whole bunch. We had an amazing interview with Oz Guinness. We had an amazing interview with him about his new book. It is fundamental. It's so good. We're going to have to rerun it a few times because it was just an amazing conversation about the biblical roots of American liberty, the biblical, the undeniably biblical roots of the kind of government that we have had here since the beginning, since before the beginning, frankly, but that's another story. Since before 1776. We also did an interview. I want people to get to know Tim Eaton. He is the founder, CEO of Nutramedics. Okay. Yeah. I want you to know who this guy is, because as I say over and over again, we have tremendous economic power in America and we've not leveraged it. And what I mean by that is that Americans who share our values spend hundreds of billions of dollars every year. So the question is, how do we spend it? Where do we spend it? Are you giving that money to companies like Coca-Cola or Nike or now Adidas or Skechers that do not share your values, that are willing to look the other way when we're dealing with horrific human rights abuses? I mean, would you give your money to a company that is building the ovens, to kill the Jews, or the gas chambers to kill the Jews and the ovens to cremate the Jews? Would you give your money to a company that says, we don't care, somebody's got to make the ovens, so why shouldn't we? I don't think you would. Would you give your money to somebody who believes in slavery or who is enslaving people or murdering people indiscriminately? I don't think so. You wouldn't want to give your money, to the Castro regime in Cuba, would you? Well, if you don't, then you shouldn't be giving your money to Nike. You shouldn't be giving your money to any of the companies that we've mentioned on this program, but you should be trying to give your money to companies that radically represent the values we believe in, the value of life, the value of human dignity. This is not some right-wing litany. This is basic stuff. What's going on in China today, everybody in this country should stand against it. Everybody in every country should stand against it. So the way I say that we can do that is try to bless those companies that are sharing our values. So Nutramedics, if you listen to the interview, which we've just posted, you'll get all the details. And we're going to have Tim Eaton on back again. But I'm sure you use half of those products or a number of those products. You might as well get them from Nutramedics. Use the code ERIC. You get 20% off. Same thing with Mike Lindell. The man has been a hero, a champion for many things. So we're asking you to go to mypillow.com, mystore.com. Use the code ERIC. Support those two companies, please, and do not support the companies that are working against what we think is right and good and true. Thanks.